produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. And I just want to lift up this one verse, and I'll move on out of the way. John verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. That's all I want to read. That's it. That's all. I just want to talk about the Word. The Word. Earlier this spring, there was a gentleman that made a trip to this spot in Arkansas. Crater Diamond is where it's called. He was there with his fiance, girlfriend, to just go discovering if they could find any diamonds. For this is the largest diamond field in America that one can go and literally pay a little of nothing to go and find diamonds. It's not guaranteed that you'll find diamonds in Crater Diamond, Arkansas. However, it's actually called Murfreesboro, Arkansas. However, you can go there and try and discover diamonds, if you would. This gentleman picked up what seemed to be some glass, placed it in his pocket, and went home. Unbeknownst to him, he thought about, after he emptied his pockets later on, that he had this piece of glass in his pocket. He sent it off to the GIA diamond gemologist, and when he sent it off to them, he discovered that they sent him a phone call. They gave him a phone call and let him know that this particular glass that you thought you had was not just glass, but this was a 4.3-carat diamond. Not just any diamond. It is a colorless diamond. It is a diamond that is exquisite. What he thought was absolutely meaningless and nothing, he placed it in his pocket and went on about his business, turned out to be something of value. I thought I would bring that story to play today, because many of us, we read the Word of God and we recite, repeat scriptures, not knowing that it's the Word of God that seemingly is nothing on the surface, but once it gets in you, it does major reconstructive surgery. And I need you to understand that what you think is utterly valueless is extremely valuable. The Word of God is extremely important in all of our lives. And John breaks the scene by allowing us to know, and this is John the Apostle who breaks the scene and allow us to know that it was in the beginning was the Word. And that term Word in its original language basically means the expression of God. We literally have with us the expression of God in the person of Jesus Christ. When you want to know what God with us actually looks like, it looks like Jesus Christ. And John 1:1 allows us to see that it's in the beginning was the Word, the expression of God. We understand that God is in the beginning. We understand that Jesus is in the beginning because John tells us, and we understand that because Scripture allows us to see it. I'll show it to you in a few minutes, but we understand that God and Jesus are one. I don't have time to hit rewind, but we know that they are one. And the gospel writers allow us to know that they are one. When you read the gospel writers, they come on the scene after 400 years of darkness. There has been nothing that has been stated for 400 years since Malachi, the prophet Malachi, closed up his prophetic word to the priest. And when he closes it up, and then all of a sudden, the word is opened by the gospel expression of Jesus Christ being born. We understand Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 opens up the book of the generations, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. We understand Mark chapter 1 verse 1 opens up by saying the book of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And as this is opened up, we see how Jesus Christ comes on the scene. It's Theophilus in Luke chapter 1 who says, for as much as I've given my hand, a declaration in verse 1, he says by verse 4, I've declared these things as an eyewitness. He says, I want you to know I set these things in order because God allowed me to write what I saw in the order it was written. And we see how he comes in the spirit, Luke chapter 4, how God shows up on the scene in Jesus Christ as the Spirit of God. He's in the spiritual realm, and we see in Matthew chapter 4 how the Spirit fills him. It says in chapter 1 of Matthew chapter 4 verse 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And the Bible allows us to know that as he's tempted, each time he's tempted, he gives them what? He gives them the Word of God. And as he gives them the Word of God, the Bible says for 40 days and 40 nights, he was left tempted. Afterward, he was hungry. But verse 11 says that the angels came and they ministered to him. I need to let you know that whenever you face temptation, you got to know that consummation is on the way, that God is about to give you manifestation for your temptation, because he's consummated whatever you're going through. Ooh, that's good right there. But hold on, because John 1:1 says it's in the beginning was the Word, the expression, the Logos, the very expression of God. Okay, let me see if I can clean it up a little bit. Because when we see the expression of God, we understand the expression of God because Jesus looks just like his Father God. Matter of fact, they are so close until they are one. John chapter 10 verse 30 says, I and my Father are so close until we are one. Matter of fact, when you look at Jesus, you see God. And when you ask for God, Jesus shows up because they are so close. But notice the Bible gives us clues as to what God looks like by looking at Jesus. Okay, you don't believe me, come walk with me. Remember in Exodus chapter 3, you would recall, those of y'all that have been here long enough, you would know that Moses had a stuttering problem and didn't want to go tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. And God has to tell Moses, I said to you, Mo, you go tell Pharaoh, I said, let him go. go. And Moses said, who do I tell them sent me? And in verse 14, God clears his throat and makes it clear and says, Mo, you tell them that I am, hath sent you. And Jesus picks up the same I am statement, and he picks it up in John 8:58, and he says, before Abraham was, I am. In John 9:5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. In John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. In John 10:14, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known of mine. In John 11:25, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that were dead, though he come to me, he shall live again. In John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except they come by me. In John 15:1, he says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. In Revelation 1:8, he says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. In verse 18, he says, I am he that liveth and was dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore. I'm just trying to tell you, he's just like his daddy, y'all. And we've got to understand, as we celebrate the life of Jesus, that Jesus Christ is the very expression of who God is. Okay, I'm almost done, y'all, with this soliloquy, but you've got to know that when Jesus shows up, Jesus has been here the whole time. Look at somebody. He said he's been here the whole time. He didn't just show up in the New Testament. He's also in the Old Testament. Matter of fact, when you pull up in the Old Testament, in Genesis, he's the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's the sacrificial one. In Numbers, he's the uplifted one. In Deuteronomy, he's the true prophet of God. In Joshua, he's the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he's our delivering judge. In Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, he's our restorer. In those poetry books, he is the shepherd. In the prophets, he is the one that's on his way to come take his title. I'm just trying to tell you, he's been here all along. And so John allows us to know in chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. He says, in the beginning was the expression of God. Okay, I'm done. I just wanted to introduce Jesus Christ to you and allow you to know that he simply is God in the flesh. Okay, Emmanuel, he's God with us. As I close up this series and close up this sermon, he is God with us, so much so until you can look throughout the Bible, and this is the way I want to close this out. You can look throughout the Bible and you can understand that Jesus Christ and God, many people like to say the argument over whether God is jealous of Jesus. Listen, God can't get jealous of who he is. You see, you can't separate them and make them jealous of one another, because they are of the same substance. Okay, let me close it up this way. Because when you talk about Jesus, you talk about God. When you talk about God, you talk about Jesus. Maybe y'all can help me out. And for those of y'all that are young enough, maybe you can get it this way. Because when you look at it, you can go through the ABCs and talk about God and Jesus. Matter of fact, it's 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament. It's 1,199 chapters, 31,173 verses. There are 773,692 words, 3,586,489 letters. And all of those words, letters, chapters, verses, books all talk about Jesus Christ. Let's walk it through. A, he's Alpha. He's all was. He's all in all. B, he's a bomb in Gideon, bridge over troubled water, baby born in Bethlehem. C, he's a comforter, Christ child crucified on Calvary. D, D, he's a doctor, dietitian, he's a druggist, he's also our deliverer. He E, he's eternal, he's everlasting all the way to everlasting, he's Eliot's everything. F, he's the father of faith, finisher of our faith, he's friend for the friendless. G, he's God's gift to glory. H, he's holy, he's hallelujah, he's higher than the highest. I, he informs me, he's Israel's redeemer, he's the great I am. J, he's justice, justification, he's a judge as well as a jury. K, he's a kinsman redeemer while being king of kings. L, he's a lover of my soul while being Lord of lords. M, he's a masterless lamb of God, mother for the motherless. He's my Messiah, my master. N, he's Noah's wall builder, Nicodemus' night school teacher. And y'all, he ain't never ever left me alone. O, he's Omega, he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, he's omnipresent. That means he's here right now. P, he's a preacher, he's a prince of peace, he's powerful. Q, he's a quickening spirit with quench a mighty storm while quieting a mighty thirst. R, he's ready, he's revival, he's restore, he's our redeemer. Is there anybody here that know who I'm talking about? S, he soothes, he satisfies, he sustains. T, he's a troubleshooter that takes away our trials while sets a table in the middle of our enemies. U, he's universal, he's unchangeable. V, he was born of a virgin, victim on Friday, but won the victory on Sunday morning. W, if you're weak, worn, and weary, he's a well full of water. X, he has x-ray eyes. Not only will he look at you, he'll look all the way through you. Y, if you yield to him, he'll lead you way over yonder. And Z, he's Zephaniah's high priest. Zacchaeus is Denegas. And y'all, he'll bat his eye and lightning just zigzag all across the sky. I'm just talking about Jesus Christ, y'all. And you got to know Jesus for yourself. And let me tell you, you got to have it in your heart. Look at somebody, tell them you got to have the word in your heart. Yeah, if you ain't got the word in your heart, all I got to tell you is get the word in your heart. Okay, I'm done, but somebody got to have the word in your heart. There was a little boy, he kept reading the Bible, and his daddy came in one day and said, boy, what you doing? He said, I'm just reading this book. This book got a hold of me. He said, son, we don't do that in this house. He grabbed the book, put it on a shelf, and the little boy looked sad, waited till his daddy went to the back room and grabbed the book again. He said, daddy, he said, you don't understand. Next time he saw his daddy, dad asked him, son, why you got that book? I did not tell you we don't do this in his house. He grabbed the book, put it on a higher shelf, and the little boy said, daddy, you don't understand. The book got a hold of me. And he said, son, I better not catch you reading that book no more. He went to work. Little boy got a ladder and climbed up the shelf, grabbed the book, and that day he spent the rest of the day getting the book in him. When his daddy got home, he said, boy, didn't I tell you we don't do this in his house? Grabbed the book, threw it in the fireplace, poked the fireplace, made sure the book burned up. He said, we don't do that in this house. The little boy said, that's fine, daddy. You can burn up the book, but the book done got in me now. Is there anybody in here that knows that the book got in me and the book got me? Look at somebody, tell them I got the book. And I thank God today that I got the book. Because I got the book, I know that I can and I will make it. Is there anybody here that knows you're going to make it? Because I got the word inside of me. But more than that, the word got a hold of me because something got a hold of me. Late one night, is there anybody here that knows that I got the word in my heart? Why don't you just grab somebody and wake them up this morning and let them know I got the word in my heart. Sure, yeah.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.